Okay. So we're about to begin the next sugya, the sugya of Chak Toiches. We talked about it very, very fast there. I made reference to it earlier on, but now for the sugya really begins. So Baruch Hashem, we covered a lot of ground today. We're on the bottom of Chaf Amanaf now. Right? You can turn the page. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, the cost of Elo Chakar, that when you write a get, you have to write a get, you can't be chakik a get. What does that mean? So you can't form the letters of the get through removal of some kind of a background or something. So again, the Gemara is discussing, you know, writing gittin with ink on paper or parchment. The Gemara is talking about carving out a get. Carving out a get is okay. That's called chakirechas, so I actually literally carve out the letters proper. But if I simply use like a mold, kind of like push back the stone or the wood background or something, and now all of a sudden the letters kind of appeared, you know, on their own, that's a serious, serious problem. That's a chakteichas, that's going to invalidate the get on the level of their ass. Okay? That's a fair shigumah. So Gemara just fine-tunes the intricate physical details of this. Gemara talks about the minting coins, all kind of interesting things. Gemara makes reference to, I was very excited yesterday in Kirsat Torah. Why? Bechtavu alav mechtav pituchecha sam kedesh l'Hashem. The Torah says that you have to write the letters of the Shem Hashem, the kedesh l'Hashem on the tzitz. Taka doesn't use the phrase because of a love in Parshas Tetzaveh, but in Parshas Pekudia does. So the Gemara assumes, so it's got to be a ksiva, it's got to be a michtav. The definition of ksiva, ksiva is the same identical ksiva as for ksiva saget, and for sefer Torah, etc. So chak toiches is no good. Fine, but why not? Baruch Shem, chak toiches is no good. And again, the Gemara just fine-tunes some of the nuances and details. So it's with this background that we shouldn't pose a question, and this is a throwback to sugyas that we spoke about in the past. The relationship between the definition of ksiva in Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Shabbos. So it's Gittin, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos versus Shabbos. So all the Rishonim write that if there's a din of a chasav of a chokak by Gittin, it's not a din prati in Gittin. Harayah, the Gemara compares the ksiva satzitz, who's up doing Gittin. So if it's not called the chasav, it's not called the chasav. If it's not called the chasav, it's not called the chsavtam. So by Mezuzos, it's no good. If it's not good for Mezuzos, it's not good for Tefillin. Even though the Torah Taka never uses the word ksiva by tefillin, but it says uchsaf tam. So the Tosha Rapeh explains uchsaf tam is referring both to the parashas of mezuzah and to the going back of Shat and Yosef Yadecha. We know that. The Gemara says, Kosh en b'kshira and b'ksiva. That's the reason why a woman can't write parashas of tefillin. So that's easy. And the Torah uses the phrase ksiva by sefer Torah. Where does it use the word ksiva by sefer Torah? Kislochem z'shira zoi. So it does use the word ksiva, even though the Gemara never ever spells that out explicitly. It's interesting. The Gemara in Shabbos says, how do you know that you have to have a ksiva tama? Remember those that have a ksiva tama? You can't have one letter looking like another letter. Those kind of halachas. So the Gemara says, if you have a vav that looks like a yud, if a nun looks like a zayin, you have, you know, beis looks like a chaf, all those halachas are no good. Why? Because of chsaf tam ksiva tama. So the Gemara says, that's true by a mezuzah, and it's true by tefillin, it's true by sefer Torah. So never does the Gemara explain how we knew that to be true by sefer Torah. It is self-evident that the Gemara had some kind of drasha, kisvul chemes hashir azoz, and the dinim of ksiva, sefer Torah, those are package deals. Whether it's a formal gzera shava, binyanav, halach bar sinai, it's not clear, but it's clear for the Gemara that's the halach. So far, so on. So therefore, if the chosav means lo b'chachar ben yitin, all the Rishonim pe'echot write that when you write a mezuzah, you can't be chachteches. And all the Rishonim pe'echot write, if you write tefillin and sefer Torah, that was not even up for discussion. But what is a little bit less clear is, how does this play out in terms of Hilchas Shabbos? Shabbos is a different ballgame. Because first of all, it doesn't say the chosav at all in Shabbos. It says, losasigum alacha. Oh, but we studied the Mishkan long enough, and we realized that they wrote in the Mishkan. Who remembers? The Chazar? How did they write? When did they write the Mishkan? On the cross, or little letters on the top, you know, board number, board dollar, board hey, next to each other. They wrote the letters on the cross. Oh, ksiva. So the real multi-million dollar question you have to ask yourselves is, are the dinim of ksiva that we know and love from Chakteiches, the Chakteiches is not called the ksiva, does that spill over to Shabbos or not? So if you'd ask me, I'd say that, what's the difference? Just ksiva, just ksiva. So we already know, we're already, you know, mature enough to know that, wait a second. Hilchas Shabbos sometimes is parallel to other areas of halachas, and sometimes not. Who remembers other sugyas? We mentioned in passing, when we spoke a little bit about this back in Ksav Agav Ksav, that, let's say, the Moshe has a din of Bishul on Shabbos. That must also be a din of Bishul where? Karm Pesach and by Bas B'cholov. Are the din always identical? Not necessarily. Well, let's say, the Moshe has a din of Gozes Where do we find the din of gozes? Shearing sheep. Where is the halachic concept of gozes? It's one of the lamatas balachas, but where else is it? By b'chor, l'sal goes b'chor tzenecha. Is the exact identical definition of gozes? You gotta learn sugas in the third pech of b'choris to know the answer to that question. Let's say the marshal Zoreya. One of the lamatas balachas. Where else is the din of Zoreya? Shvi'a sarchal o'sizra. Where else? O'sizra chakamach ha'kilayim. Are they identical? Not 100% sure. The din of Ktsira, Shabbos, Ktsira Omer, are they identical? Hard to tell. Havara, the din of Havara and Shabbos, the din of Sreifas Baskoin, it's one of the Dalamis of Dezen, has Lashon Havara, are they absolutely identical? Also not clear. Is Nisav Hotzah, I'm going on a roll now. Is Nisav Hotzah? Is there any other Erev Halacha? There's a Dinim of Otzah? Or Pesach. Or Pesach. Or Pesach. Or Pesach. So there's a Dinim of Otzah. So the Gemara in the end of Masechet Pesachim talks about possible similarity. So this is a very, very important question. If you throw on one more, and then we'll stop for now. Lash. Lisha is one of the Lamedes Halachas. Well, Lisha, the creation of a dough, is critical in another area of Halacha. Where is that? The Chala. Right? Lisha is a Mechayev of Chala, Isa Seichem, Arisa, right? So we have a lot of questions to ask. We know the Shabbos, one of the questions, and when we learned the Shabbos a couple of years ago, those will still be in Ashir. How many years did the Shiva learn Shabbos? I think 4 years from now we're scheduled to learn Shabbos again. So when we learned Shabbos the last time around, we did the Lamedes Halachos. I remember the first day of Shir, I said, we have three goals this year, three parts of the Shabbos we're going to learn. We're going to learn, and the whole Shir, we're just Alderach HaMalachos. We jumped around a lot, Alderach HaMalachos. We did the sugyas in the Gemara, the Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, Derech HaMalachos, and I said we have three ways of analyzing malachas. We want to analyze each malacha as an independent entity, all the nuances of malachas, chayrus, erek, amar, dash, whatever they are. Then we want to also understand each malacha in context of Kol Torah Kula, how it is similar or differs from other areas of those applications. So we didn't just learn Masechet Shabbos, we had a little Bechiris, a little Shvi'is, and a little did that. And then there's a third aspect of Lomdus of Shabbos, to understand the Klalim. You have to understand the Klalim, Lachshet Zich Lagufa, you have to understand the Lachshet Miskavim, Shikreshet, Shikreshet Nichle, Lomdich, Mitzasek, you know, all the Lachshet Bechshevis, all those things. So that's a whole limud in of itself, but you have to apply that Tish Malacha. How does that play out in terms of Tzad? How does it play out in terms of Bishul? How does it play out in terms of Otzah? So those were the three goals. I remember the first day of Shir, those are the three goals. I told the guys, you tell me the last day of the year whether we accomplished those goals. Nobody told me the last day, so I guess we felt. Okay, so back to our story. What?
They're still working on the first one.
So back to our story. So I don't know what we should say about Chag Teuchus. Misfarishan, I don't know whether Chag Teuchus is not Ksiv and Shabbos. It is Ksiv and Shabbos. I'm not sure, but I do know there's a Gemara that says something about the topic, and that's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes it right. Tana higia isachas chayev. If a person corrects one letter on Shabbos, he's chayev. What is he chayev for? Presumably, there's only one malacha we could possibly nail him for. What? Kaisa. He wrote the letter. The Gemara is saying, you wrote one letter, Yechayev. So he asked the Gemara, what? Has the cause of Isachas Potter? He gives Isachas Chayev? Which doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah says that it won't be Chayev. Chayev means when it's a skill, it's a chorus, when it's a chatas, b'shegeg, it won't be Chayev for the real Malach deraisa and its full glory. There's a shir, b'ezaisis. So even if I take a pen and paper and I write the letter Aleph on the table, literally I write the letter Aleph, b'tchil b'yatsoif, I'm not Chayev. So if I simply corrected an Aleph, I'm Chayev. That doesn't make any sense. How can Higia Isachas be more chomer than the actual writing proper? There's a shir of Eza Isis. Now, the Gemara did not say that writing one letter is mutter, by far not. The Mishnah said the fairest potter, and I'll tell you a secret. It could be that this is even more chomer than the regular potters in Nochah Shabbos. Normally, when they want to use the phrase of a Shabbos potter, what's that, the dead giveaway? Potter of a loss of what? Midrabbanan. 99% of the time, when you use the phrase potter, means potter v'losa midrabbanan. That's the Gemara Shabbos like this. But every once in a while, the Gemara will use the phrase potter, and potter means potter v'losa midaraisa. This may be one of those. Why is that? Manishtana, Kaisa v'safas?
Chatzishir.
It's really Chatzishir. Right? If I write two letters, I'm chayav. If I write one letter, so I did a chatzi shiur. So we pasken for chayav v'yechon and shlokish. How do we pasken the aloha? Or v'yechonin? Yuma, the end of Yuma, the beginning of the eighth pek of Yuma, I'm Rabbi Yechon, chatzi shiur asmer Torah. So if you eat a little bit in Yom Kippur, that's a nisun deraisa. You eat a little bit of chametz beis, that's a nisun deraisa. You're not chayav, but still a nisun deraisa. So comes Rashi in Masechta Shabbos to find out and says, the same with this din of chatzi shiur asmer Torah in Machlokes Asuras, there's a parallel din of Shabbos as well. And if a Rashi writes, let's say for example, a guy cooks on Shabbos less than a gregarious. A gregarious is a dried fig, so that's the shiur bishul. That's halacha marsin, that's the shiur bishul. The Gemara says that each one of the words in the Eretz Chita Se'ira is an asmachta to a different shiur deraisa. There are different shiur deraisa that are all halacha marsin Sinai. These are not the mochor. But asbachim rabban nakura, that lifted a deeper meaning in these pilkim, is a little bit of a remez to the different shurim. So Eretz Chitos, Eire Gefn, Te'ele, Eretz Yishem, there are seven minim, and there are seven halachos Moshe Mesinai that relate to shurim in terms of foods. There are other halachos in shurim, but there are seven. Anyone know them? Eretz Chita, Usir, Begin, you didn't see that in elementary school? Yeah, that was an old song. Remember Miss Stolt, remember that song? Eretz Chita Usiyona Begefen Uteina Begefen Uteina Berimon Eretz Yishem Erizbash. So what are the seven halachos of Sinai? Very quick, just the Chadar. Somebody else? Kedayis. Kedayis, good, okay, that's an easy one. Eretz Chita, so that's the shear of Kedayich Elis Pras. So Kedayich Elis Pras is calculated on a Pashal Chitim, not on a Pashal Sa'ira. Okay, good, that's Chita. What's Sa'ira? Etzim Kisar Nuchus Tuma. So he's a Masech Nazir. Begefen? The way you calculate the shear of yayin for a nazir, gefen, okay, that's the funny one. Te'ena, fig, yeah, it's kesevis, kesevis agas, okay? No, sorry, that's tomorrow, wrong. That's a date, sorry, fig. What's fig? Gregaris. A dried fig, that's a gregaris, right? That's the shear for all the malachos of Shabbos have to do with food. Okay, anything bishul, teichin, whatever, all the shurim have to do with food. That's the lachmas sinai. Go. Okay, what do we got? Gefen, te'ena, v'rimon.
Rimon is for the
kalim. A kli. If you have a kli that has a hole the size that a rimon can fall out, that's a shir nuchas kalim. Is a shemen. That's an easy one. And dvash. Dvash is tamarim. Is what? It's kesevus agasa. The shir vidyan yom kippur. So each one of those seven things are really rooted in the lachmas sinai, but there's a remez in the Torah. Fine. So Rashi writes in Shabbos of Aydala that if you cook a chatzi gregarious on Shabbos, don't think what you did is only nisid there once. Nisid there aisa chatzi shiras betar. Who questions Rashi and remember? We spoke about this once. No, we never spoke about this. The Chacham Tzvi, as the Chuvi says, he doesn't know where Rashi got this from. He says the whole sugi of chatzi shiras betar is by bachal sasuras, by kippur, by chelav, by chometz. Who said there's a din klali and koltar kula chatzi shiras betar? Like, meicha taisa such a din. So again, the Chacham Tzvi is an achron, Rashi, the Rishon. He's just questioning. He's not sure the Rashi is right. He's not sure the other Rishon would be the Rashi. So we're not 100% sure if a guy writes one letter on Shabbos, did he do an Issa Deraisa or not? It's unclear. According to Rashi, he did. According to the Chacham Tzvi, we're not so sure. But Kuliyama Lepligi, that you're not Chayav. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah says, the case of Beis Eisias is Chayav. So that's what the Gemara jumps in the Brice and says, what's why Yer Isaac is Chayav? Hash the Kosovo Isaac is Potter. Yer Isaac is Chayav? Question mark. Chayav. What's for Chayav? Sheisha says, no. You were magia isachas, but in the process of being magia isachas, what did you do? You actually caused two letters to be written. You were magia isachas, but that resulted in being kaisav isach, kaisav beis isias. What's the case? Well, it's very simple. You had a ches on the cloth. And you don't want the word ches to be there. You don't want the ches. You know what you want? You want the word zaz. Like, get moving. Zaz, the Hebrew word, right? Zaz. So you want to turn the ches to two zions. How do you do that? Very simple. Anyone know what a ches looks like? A ches looks like two zions. Two zions. And a what? What's that thing called on top? The shmichik? Anyone know what it's called? It was the chatoteris. That's what it says. Chatoteris. Chatatre, chateris, the ches. That's like a crown of the ches. So a very, very easy way to turn a ches to Zion is you take a razor blade, take a scissors, a little slit. Hashem, I just wrote the word. Zaz, because if I say it's like, well, that's the case. Anyone What's the problem? All penalty markers down in the place. What's the problem?
Is that fixing line?
What?
Is that fixing line?
Well, that's the Higiyah Sachas. I didn't want the Ches to be there. So I corrected the Ches to turn into what I do want to be there. And I'm Chayav, Mishum Kaisa Bezesias. What's what Kaisa? It's what? It's Chatzos. If you would do that in the Sefer Torah, would it be kosher? Pashas not. Let's say there would be a word. I don't think there was a word in Chumash Zos, but let's say there would be a word.
Mezuzah sometimes is professor.
What?
Okay.
So L'chari, that's Chatzos. Put that on the back burner. Mark continues. But it says Rav Abba Gotcha, not little Tago Shel Dalad, but so Reish. There was a Dalad there. And you don't want there to be a Dalad. You want it to be a Reish. So what do you do? The difference between a Dalad and a Reish is very, very small. It's the Tag of the back. A Reish is curvy. The Dalad is not just it's squared off, but it actually protrudes back a little bit. So when you simply erase the back of the Dalad and you turn this whole new letter into a Reish, Alzeh Nemar, Yechayev. Forget that times for a second. What's the problem with this answer of the Gemara? It's a big problem. What happened to the second letter? The whole point was to make it into two letters. So I understand Rav Sheshe's pshat. I don't understand Rav's pshat. So Rav is a big, big problem. But I don't want to even talk about that problem anymore. There's another problem in Rav. What's the other problem in Rav? It's also what? It's a chagdeches. You do this kind of stunt that I say, if you talk to mezuzahs, it would be possible in a Torah. But again, it would be possible in a Torah, pashas. Imagine you wrote getting like that, you start erasing shmitchiks of Dalin. Let's say the girl's name is Rachel. And by mistake, you wrote Dochel. So I want to fix it up. No problem. Let me fix Dochel to Rachel. I'll just take out my scissors and just erase a little bit, scratch away. So that shame Rachel wasn't written. Now again, whether you think that shame was a ma'akib and get them in a Torah or not, that's your preference. You can go back to Rambans and Rans and Taisim and you know, and Rabbeinu Simchas and you can do whatever you want. But Tachlis, Dochel is not Rachel. And Rachel came into being through Chakteichis. That's a big problem. So we have two Gemara, the two cases in the Gemara. The second case, we go, don't understand the chlal, how Rav even solved the problem of two letters. That's our problem, but we're not even going to go down that route until tomorrow. But both cases are outright blatant violations of Chaktoichas. I think what's this? Honky door, you chayim. You go out to the base of Skila. Chaktoichas, man! Chaktoichas, what happened to Chaktoichas? No idea. So we got a lot of work cut out. So there's a major machlekes, the Rashi and the Ran on this Gemara. What happened to Chaktoichas in the sugya? The answer to that question is going to become very, very relevant, not just for Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, but very much for Gittin Daf Kuf as well. So I'll mention tomorrow, we'll begin. So we didn't even start the sugya, we just get our feet wet into the sugya. Start the sugya tomorrow, we'll get it. Okay. Okay, sorry guys, a little bit early for Mincha, so we'll get down with everyone now.